Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Elon Musk Pod. My name is Will Walden. I'm the host of the show. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about SpaceX's Starship first orbital flight. So if you're not familiar with Starship, SpaceX and Elon are building this gigantic rocket, which is two phases. There's a booster phase, which launches the top phase into orbit. And the booster phase, booster four, if you will, is located down at Starbase in Texas. Same thing with Starship SN20, Ship 20. Now, both of these things will be launching sometime this year. And I would love to give you an exact date, but as of right now, there's no exact date for this thing to happen because the FAA has an environmental review for the Starbase facility and for these launches. That is going to be done at the end of February. So the earliest that SpaceX could launch Starship is March of this year. Are they going to do that? More than likely not. I wish I had better news for you, but unfortunately, it looks like SpaceX and Starship won't be launching anytime earlier than at least April. Now, let me explain what Starship is. And I'm going through this, no editing, anything like that. This is just off the top of my head, these giant rockets, what they'll be capable of doing. And I live here in Brownsville. I live in Brownsville, Texas, which is about 25 miles away from SpaceX's headquarters at Starbase. I visit Starbase every single day. I film for my YouTube channel, the Space News Pod, very similar to the Elon Musk Pod. And you probably heard me kind of use some of that content on the Elon Musk Pod. But going down to Starbase every single day to film and to do live streams, it's absolutely incredible. I get to see things that nobody else in the world gets to see. I get to see them stacking pieces of this gigantic rocket. It's 9 meters round. That's about 30 feet. There's a lot of room in this rocket for different things, such as satellites. There will be people in this rocket eventually when they send people back to the moon and the Artemis programs that NASA's putting together. And those will be happening sometime, in the mid-2020s. So SpaceX is gearing up to fly this thing. The 400-foot-tall rocket is 250 foot tall for the booster, somewhere around there, and 150 feet tall for the Starship, which is the spaceship on top of the booster. The booster currently has 29 Raptor engines on the bottom of it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's going to be upgraded to 33, but right now, as this test vehicle is being built, 29 Raptor engines are on the bottom of it, ready to rip and roar sometime later this year. Now, it's going to be going Mach 25 when it re-enters, which is crazy. And that's for the orbital flight test that's coming up. And that's just for Starship. So let's go back to the booster. Booster 4, when it launches, it'll land in the Gulf of Mexico. And it's going to be a propulsive landing. So instead of just kind of doing what they did with the space shuttle or any other disposable rocket, it's going to land similar to a Falcon 9, which is their other rocket that they use all the time. 100 plus flights complete with Falcon 9. They land them vertically. It's incredible to see. So I've seen a Falcon 9 flight, and I've seen up close and personal how big Starship is. And I'm going to tell you, Starship dwarfs Falcon 9s. It is absolutely gigantic. It's like flying a skyscraper. The Starship itself is 164 feet. That's the thing on the top. And that will re-enter Earth's atmosphere at speeds of about 19,000 miles per hour during this hypersonic flight. Whew, it is crazy how big and crazy this thing is. Like, it's crazy how crazy it is. There we go. How about that? Now, let's take a little step back again. So this Booster 4, gigantic rocket. It's going to sink. It's going to be in the Gulf of Mexico. They may retrieve parts of it, but probably not. There's no reason to. They're going to get the FAA launch license, which will allow them to sink it in the Gulf. And by the time it gets to the Gulf, all the fuel will be expelled. There'll be no fuel left. And it'll be, quote, a, quote, clean rocket at that point. So it'll just be basically like if a ship sank in the Gulf of Mexico. A big metal tube sinks to the bottom of the Gulf. Makes possibly a habitat for marine life. Could stir up some stuff. Could be bad. Could be good. So that's up to the FAA, and that's up to the environmental review from the FAA. But let's talk about where the Starship will land. It's going to go all the way to Kauai from Brownsville, Texas. Brownsville, Texas is in the bottom, the very, very tip of Texas. South Padre Island, if you've ever heard of that, it's right on the border of Mexico. It's absolutely beautiful here. Every day is sunny. You know, you get very few days where it's really harsh weather. And when you do, you know, it's usually rain. I just moved here about 6 months ago. And the first thing, like the first weather event that I had here was a flood. And I wasn't prepared for it. I didn't know what to do. I live, you know, pretty close to the shore here. I'm not on the beach, but I'm, you know, 20 minutes away. The water flooded up to my tires, midway of my tires. And I was like, uh-oh, this is not good. But the other times during the year, when everything is perfect, that's another reason why SpaceX wanted to build here. It's because they have all year round to build this gigantic rocket. Now, being a Starbase, knowing what I know, talking to the people that I've talked to numerous times, they know this is going to work. And when the Starship gets to Kauai, it's going to do a soft rocket-powered ocean landing 62 miles north of Kauai. It'll sink in the Navy's Pacific Missile Range facility. And that's according to the plans right now. And there's already stuff out there. It'll join dozens of warships that have gone down over the past decades during Navy sink exercises in waters that are 15,000 feet deep. So the USS Ingram was the most recent. It was targeted in mid-August of 2021 by Marines that fired missiles from Kauai and pummeled this thing with ammunition from aircrafts and submarines. So this area is built for this kind of stuff. Also, Department of Defense is interested in starships, so having it sink out there with the other naval ships, it's going to be protected by the Department of Defense, so nobody else sneaks over and gets the information. Though, you know, Elon Musk has talked about this so many times that all the information's out there, and I film pretty much everything that's being built into the Starship anyway. It's just the engines that are important. So if they get a hold of these Raptor engines, that's not a good thing. So that'll be out in the Navy's sink exercise area. So that's as safe as you can get. So Hawaii's role in the orbital test, it's pretty big. So it'll have the super heavy booster, right? The booster 4 will land in the Gulf, of course. And the Starship will land at Kauai. Starship's expected to carry crews to Earth orbit first, then around the moon for the Dear Moon project. And that's already paid for by an entrepreneur named MZ. He just did a stint on the International Space Station to train for this. And he's going to bring some people along with him. Those people will be artists. They'll be adventurers, explorers. And they'll be going around the moon and back on a private spacecraft. Not on a NASA spacecraft. Not on anything funded by the government. This is a trip that they paid for by themselves to Starbase, is SpaceX, sorry, to SpaceX, to fly around the moon and back. That is unheard of. The Soyuz program, sometimes people get a trip to the ISS on the Soyuz program in Russia. They have to pay a couple million dollars for that. MZ has paid a ton of money. We're not exactly sure how much he paid, but he paid a ton of money. It's him and some other people on there. So him helping fund the Starship's development is part of that cost. So that's pretty cool. NASA wants to fly a WB-57 high-altitude research jet close to Starship's reentry as well. And this is pretty cool because NASA wants to study the Starship as it comes back in to gauge the surface temperature of the Starbrick thermal tiles that will take the brunt of the heat that happens as the Starship comes back in. The fins of the Starship, you know, there's tiles all over those things. So the fins of the Starship will keep the ship in the right position as it's coming down, and they want to measure how hot these tiles get. TPS, those are the tiles, the thermal protection system, the TPS. They have the bladers, ceramic tiles and reinforced carbon fiber, which is, you know, it's gonna need some maintenance in between flights. There's going to be an inspection, a replacement time, and costs, according to NASA's report. And the Starship's TPS is intended to provide a dramatic leap forward for demonstrating operational reuse requiring minimal to no maintenance between flights, says NASA. So if Starship can figure this out, where there's no maintenance, there's thousands of these tiles on a Starship, like the space shuttle. So we got to see how SpaceX can pull this off, if they can pull it off. And NASA is actually saying a date for the Starship launch. If everything goes well with the FAA, if everything goes well with SpaceX, if they can build a Starship by this time and they can get all the approval, the government approval for the FAA's flight and the environmental impact, NASA says Starship will be coming back down to Earth in March 2022. So we're really hoping that this all happens sooner than later. Now, Elon wanted this thing to happen by January. Is it possible that it can happen after March? Yes. It could definitely happen after March. It could happen, and I've got to spill some of my guts here. I see a lot of people, a lot of SpaceX employees, a lot of insiders, people that know some stuff. I know a lot of them, and I see them all over Brownsville. And I was speaking with one of them the other day. And the person that I spoke with, I said, you know, we were just having a regular conversation. I was like, yeah, you know, it would be pretty cool. In March, if this thing flies, it'd be really neat if it flew before summer. And then you guys could build more throughout the summer. You'd have great weather and blah, blah, blah. And this person said, we plan on flying it in June. So that'll be perfect. And I kind of took a step back and I said, June. I was like, isn't the FAA thing done, you know, in March? Will you guys be ready in March? He said, well, looking a little bit later than that. I said, okay. I was like, we don't need to go into details or anything, but there's a lot of infrastructure down there, and Starship and Booster 4 both need extensive testing before the flight. So make sure that you stay tuned here, because I'm going to have more information as soon as I get it about that. Now, if you want more information on a daily basis, please go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/spacenewspod, and catch one of our live streams, because then you can see everything that happens on the second that it happens at Starbase, whether they're lifting a pipe for a fuel tank or they're lifting a Starship on top of a booster. You would be able to see it if you went to our live stream. So it's pretty cool. Pretty neat. So this first proposed mission, the second stage, which is the Starship SN20, it'll be landing off the coast of Hawaii in the Pacific Ocean. SpaceX expects the Super Heavy and Starship would break up on impact. That's from an FAA report. It'll sink because the Starship, they're mostly made of steel, and it'll break up on impact because it's going to hit, you know, it's going to hit the ocean. It's not going to be perfect, but it'll break up enough that it'll sink. That's according to the FAA. Ted Ralston, a retired aerospace engineer, said Hawaii would likely be ruled out for land-based return. Rather, SpaceX may have in mind sparsely populated, uninhabited islands in the Western Pacific with little commercial air traffic. So it's possible that they launch Starships in the future, and they land them to test out the landing of a Starship on the islands in the Pacific Ocean, one of the smaller islands. Pretty interesting for these first tests. I mean, really, they only need a landing pad. They don't really need much infrastructure for that. So if they could find a spot on one of these smaller islands and just, you know, get the FAA approval and land on one of the islands, that would be absolutely amazing. It would take out a huge amount of the equation, because they could learn how to land these without destroying any of their current infrastructure at Boca Chica Starbase. Interesting. That was one of the most interesting things that I've heard lately, is that SpaceX could keep doing these orbital flights and land on an island, a tropical island. Crazy. Sparsely populated or uninhabited islands in the Western Pacific. Now that's another sticky situation, because if it's uninhabited, there's a lot of wildlife there that nobody touches. And could SpaceX make a landing pad, you know, on the, like, top of a hill, on top of a mountain? It's possible. But they would have to get through so many regulations to do that. And they're building Mechazilla down here at Starbase, a giant tower, 450-foot tall tower, which will eventually catch these things. So it'll eventually catch a Starship, eventually catch a booster. That's going to be crazy in the future. So getting permits to land in Texas, it's a ballistic reentry. And it might be more complicated than getting the permission of landing on an island. So, you know, you develop this gigantic rocket factory. You don't want a stray booster to smash into the tower and ruin everything that you built for the last year, you know? So I think landing on an island is absolutely imperative for SpaceX and Starship in the future to learn how to do this. So thank you, everybody. Let me know on YouTube that you came from the podcast, that you came from the Elon Musk pod. When you join up in chat, that's Space News Pod on YouTube. Check for the live streams. I'm down there every day. We can interact. We can chat. Let me know what you think. Thanks again, everybody. And I will see you next time. Take care.